Screen, I see Marin.
You want me to leave the notes on for you, Marin?
I'm faster than this thing.
Yeah, that's come up before. I never had to do that before. Okay, it's recording. Sorry, that takes a minute now. There's extra buttons to push.
Okay, I'm just trying to, there's one person on my screen. Oh, I think it's Rhett Arnell. Rhett, can you hear okay?
He did a thumbs up.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, everyone, welcome. This is the Records Management Committee. It's May 18th, 2026, and it is 1 p.m. We're starting right on time. So the first item on the agenda is the approval of the March 2026 meeting minutes. Anyone have any concerns or a motion?
I'll move to approve as written.
Okay, we have a motion from Steve to approve. Is there a second? I can read David's lips. I saw he seconded the motion. Thanks, Dave.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. All right. Any discussion to the motion? Okay, we'll take a roll call vote. So Daniel?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So that passes unanimously. Okay, we'll move on to the retention schedule review and approval. We have five schedules on the agenda and they all belong to UDOT. And Alyssa, are you going to present all five?
Yeah, I'm here with Lindsay Hansen and Arnell from UDOT, and we're going to go through all five together, if that's okay.
That'd be great. So if you want to start with the first one, it's the Statewide Long Range Transportation Plan. It's a series specific schedule. It's number 31448, and this is a new schedule.
Yes, let me pull it up on my screen really quick. Okay, so
Listen, can you make it just a little bit bigger? Is that possible on your end?
I think so.
Perfect.
Better? Okay.
That's better. Great. Thank you.
All right. So this is proposed series 31448, Statewide Long Range Transportation Plan. The proposed retention for this is 12 years and the disposition destroy. It's a list of potential needs anticipated in the next 20 to 30 years. It helps UDOT move forward with projects and plans after that point. And so there are records created after this point that go on to track those project or those proposals and projects. This is just the initial needs list.
So questions from the committee or for our visitors?
What's the rationale for the 12 years?
I can jump in on that. I'm Lindsay. They do this. They are required by the Federal Highways Association to do this plan every 4 years. So in talking with the planning group, they don't typically really ever go back and look at the previous ones. They're very much focused on collecting the needs of the moment and projecting into the future. But they did want to maintain a couple of versions just in case there might be any reference there. So basically, they would maintain the current version and the previous three at any time.
And Lindsay, is this a public record?
Yes.
So I don't think I understand how that tracks to the 12 years. Do we create them every 3 years or?
Every 4 years. Yeah. So when talking with how long they wanted to keep them, because they don't really see a value in keeping them long term, since these are just lists of needs and the needs will change as time goes on. And any needs that maintain get carried forward in future long range plans. But they did want to maintain a couple of versions in the event that they needed
to. That makes sense. I was just trying to recognizing that an old list probably isn't worth anything.
And 12 years is a strange period to put down too. So
Any other questions from the committee? Seems rather straightforward.
Yeah. So are we going to do them all and then do one motion, or?
Why don't we do one at a time, Dave?
Okay, I would move to approve this one.
I'll second.
So we have a motion to approve from David and a second from Steve. Any further discussion to the motion? Okay, hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. Steve?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So the motion carries unanimously. Okay, Alyssa, we'll move on to the next one. It is the owner operator amusement ride permit application records. This is a new schedule. It's number 31449.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Lindsay, for answering the questions on the first one. So the owner operator amusement ride permit application records. The reason why we're presenting this one is the proposed retention is for 5 years after final action, which differs from the permit's general retention schedule. They just need to hold on to this a little bit longer. The permits for this one authorize one or more amusement rides. The final action is defined in the description as the application's approval or disapproval date.
And just a personal question on this one. This is UDOT?
Yes, this is UDOT. This is their traffic and safety group.
I'm just a personal curiosity, the connection between UDOT and amusement rides. I mean, not that sometimes riding on the freeway is not an amusement, but I'm just not.
It's often more dangerous, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's the connection?
I'm going to let Rhett take this one because Rhett is he is the amusement rides person here. So go for it, Rhett.
The connection is when this was put in, when it was proposed to be a law in 2019 and it went through all the legislation process, they needed a home to put it in and somebody chose UDOT.
Other duties as assigned.
Yes. And so they created a little position and a couple of years later I took it and here we are today.
All right. All right. How's the drama means?
I don't need them. Thank goodness. But I do need more time between rides than I used to.
And that's still Health and Human Services, I would imagine. The drama.
Yeah,
doesn't UDOT already have the Ropeway Committee?
Yes, we do. Maybe
kind of close to that.
Yes, that was part of the reason it came here, yes.
The what committee? Sorry?
The Ropeway Safety Committee.
Oh, okay.
So that's basically your ski resorts.
Sure.
Okay. Alyssa, can you page down to the classification?
Yeah, this one we have is public.
Okay. Kendra, did you have a question or something we need to note? Okay.
It was just Paul. Paul had that question.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I read your mind, Paul, which is weird because I don't often read attorneys' minds. So that's a dangerous space.
It is.
Okay. Any other questions for Lindsay or Rhett, Alyssa? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve this schedule as written.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion to the motion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. So Daniel?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So this passes unanimously. Okay, we'll move on to number three, Alyssa. This is the amusement ride inspector certification application records.
Yeah, we have a couple amusement ride ones for you today for your amusement. So this is series 31450. This is the certification for amusement ride inspectors as opposed to the operators. But again, similar needs for this one to retain it 5 years after final action as opposed to 3 years, which is covered under the general retention schedule that would normally be used for permits. And then again, the final action in this description is considered the application's approval or disapproval date. So yeah, this is the amusement ride inspector's certification application materials.
And these are also public?
These are public, but then they have a secondary designation of private because they include some like resume materials that might include personal information on them and other personal data. But the majority of the records are public, yes. Thank you for that.
What is the definition of final action in this case?
Final action in this case is I am the approver or denial of an application that it would come in. And if maybe the stuff doesn't add up or the whatever, we can deny it. That would be the date that I make the official denial. That's that date. This allows them time. We can keep the records on hand if they want to appeal and go through that process later.
So is this only for denied applications or is this for?
It is for approved and denied both.
So what's the final action for approved? Expiration or something?
Their approval date would be the approval date that goes on the permit would be the final action.
Okay.
On the approval side.
Just curious how often they have to be certified.
Every 2 years.
Any other questions?
I would move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve from David and a second from Steve. Any discussion to the motion? Okay, hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. So Daniel?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
And I vote yes. This one passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, on to the right inspection records. This is a new schedule. Take it away, Alyssa.
Okay, right inspection records. This one is documenting the pre-opening inspections of amusement rides. The records will include daily ride inspection records, the annual certificate of inspection and related records. The proposed retention for this is to retain for 1 year and 1 day after final action, so 366 days roughly. The final action is considered the inspection certification date.
And I would presume that means they have to be inspected once a year?
Yes, that is correct.
And the classification?
The classification for this one is also public.
Yep. Makes total sense. Unless you guys want to keep them longer. But an extra day is a good one. I would make a motion to approve this schedule as written.
Second.
So a motion by myself and a second from David. Any further comments or questions? Or if not, we'll take a roll call vote. So Daniel?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So that one passes unanimously. For the last one, this is the materials testing technician certification records.
Yes. Okay. So this is under the UDOT Materials and Pavements Division. This is series 31453 Materials Testing Technician Certification Records. So these are certification for individual technicians and the testing materials related to their certification. So the records include exams and other training materials, their rights and responsibilities, performance checklists, those kinds of things. And it does include personal data for the technicians, their contact information. It might include UDOT employees, but also UDOT contractors, consultants, and other third-party technicians. The proposed retention for this is 5 years. The primary designation is protected because it is protecting those exam materials as well. So under 3055. Any questions about this one?
So so we're just retaining the certification from the date it was issued or denied?
So it includes the certification expiration date, yes.
I'm just I'm just kind of comparing this to the other one and wondering why this is 5 years and the other one was 1 year. Is it just a different kind of certification, different term?
Yeah, so this particular one, I forget, I should have brought it in, but there's an accreditation agency organization that accredits these certifications for the lab techs, and they require a 5-year retention in their bylaws or their rules, and so this aligns with that.
That makes sense. I would move to approve.
Second.
Danny, was that you?
Second. Yes.
Yes, we have a motion to approve from David and a second from Daniel. Is there any discussion or other questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. Steve?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So everything passed unanimously today. So thank you, Alyssa, and our guests from UDOT. Appreciate you being here. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the next meeting scheduled. Kendra, can you tell us that date? And unmute.
That's going to be June 22nd, Ken.
Okay, thank you.
I had to look it up, sorry.
I guess we need to go around the room and see who can be here. Steve, can you be here on that date?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Daniel?
I will be here.
And I will be here. So, Kendra, we should have a quorum. Okay, that was the last item on the agenda. Looking for a final motion.
Can I just interject that I appreciate the fact that they didn't, that the DOT didn't bring any retention periods over 5 years?
You know what? True records manager, David.
You just gave me so much firepower. I'll be like, listen, the records, I can think of 5 years, guys. That's all I can say.
And I'm just curious on the first one. We didn't really look at the classification, but that seems like a one that would be of big public interest. So
yes, the first one was public.
Thank you. Okay, I'll move to adjourn, Ken.
Great, thank you. Second there?
Second.
All right, all in favor of adjourning?
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? All right, we're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Paul Tonks, can you stay on the line?
Thanks, everyone.
I am here for whatever you need.